The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. Well, that looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
It's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
Captain Jack.
Yeah.
Sweet.
The gang is back together.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing this week?
Pretty fucking good.
Swell.
Swell.
Yeah.
Super
yeah.
Swell.
Yeah.
So we had a party this weekend.
Big old party. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. How was it for you guys?
Off the hook.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. It was troops and tramps. So, and people just did a great job with the costumes.
I dressed up in my best street clothes.
Yeah,
you're such a tramp. we had a lot of people dressed in their dress uniforms,
cool.
Which was super sexy.
Yeah,
and then we had some slutty soldiers walking around. So people that like took tank tops and cut them off, so their boobs just hung out the bottom, and had like the camo pants rolled down so you could see their butt. It was awesome.
Marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
That dance floor was packed.
Every flavor of slut. We had ladies in lingerie. We had pinup girls. We had just club sluts. We had, you know, guys dressed slutty. You were dressed slutty. I was impressed.
After I got done playing, I came back down with wearing pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa.
See, that's why I like working the front desk sometimes, because you just see the parade of balls. It's a good time. We have a very special guest that was there on Saturday as well.
We also have...
newbie!
Yeah, we have a drink, though.
We bring her on or bring the drink on?
Oh, gosh.
We got. Right, I think I need a drink for this, actually.
You think so?
I need a drink for this.
Yes.
All right.
This is pretty epic.
Shaking like a Polaroid
picture.
Here we go. I'm over my cold, so my energy level's back up and things are rosy. Thank you, guys. Okay, this kind of looks like it could be pee.
It looks lemonade-like.
It's not pee.
What is it? Oh, good Lord.
Or a diluted beer.
A diluted beer.
It's a very diluted iced-down beer, yes.
And that is the lovely shaker set that Cupcake gave me
really
for my birthday.
Cool.
Isn't it fun? And it's portable, so she got me a plastic one for the podcast. She's so thoughtful.
Smart girl.
Yeah. And what the fuck are you doing with
that?
Oh,
topping it off with Coke?
Oh, God.
Floater... Well,
I'm
that's about a double
not
floater of
sure
Coke.
I'm okay with this.
The party in the bottle?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, you're going to be okay with it.
On that wire there.
Oh.
It's making noises.
Sorry.
All right.
Okay.
One for you.
One for me.
And one for you.
Now it looks like somebody with kidney issues.
Oh.
All right. What
awesome.
Is it? What's
well,
it
hang
called?
Hang on.
Let's take a sip. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
Is it?
Tell me, Captain Jack, what do you think that is?
It's not half bad.
Exactly right.
Oh, did
that's
you make a Long Island?
I did.
All right.
That's a strong one, too.
It is.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Well done, Freckles.
Thank
well
you very much.
Done.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
I approve. Yep. I approve. We'll make
you're
it
rehired.
Happen. Now, our guest cannot have a drink.
No.
That is correct.
Now, you've got, do you have something virgin over there?
I do. Yeah. I have lemon limeade stuff.
Yeah,
that was made by
it
my mother.
It oddly looks very similar to mine.
Before you added the Coke.
Before you
added
the
Coke.
Yeah. This is our daughter, Sweet Cheeks.
Hello.
Hola.
Hey now.
You're of age.
She is. Yes. She just turned 18.
I did.
She grew up in a sex-positive household.
Woo.
Really?
Where?
Yeah. I don't know. We just picked her up on the side of the road a couple
parents.
Years ago. Yeah.
It's true. I came packaged with all the information I know now. It was perfect. It was fine.
Excellent. Well, we picked the right prerequisites on the form.
Right.
Ticked
oh,
the
good.
Right boxes, and boom, there you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
So why are you here? Where were you this weekend? What's haps?
Well, I was at the club this weekend.
What?
With all y'all folks.
No way.
Yeah.
I saw you there.
Strange.
It tripped me out. Really did trip me out a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
Because you know her outside a club because uh-huh. yep. you know, come over to our
I'm
house.
I'm friends
and
with the parents.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Friends with the rents.
Yeah. So yeah. It was
It's interesting. He's done naughty things to your mom, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I know. Thanks. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Oh, my. Okay. I wasn't shocked, but it was, you know.
It was different.
It was different.
Yeah, because you've been there when we've done corporate events.
Yeah.
And you've worked because you're of age to work.
Yeah.
And interestingly, we are friends with a musician who also has played at club.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually went into the building before I did.
That's yes. true.
That is very true.
And this is actually how I found out about club. I got a call from this musician because our daughters are friends. And yep. she said, I have a gig at this place. I have to go do a sound check. Do you care if Sweet Cheeks goes with me? And I said, no, I don't care. And she goes, okay, it's a sex club. And that's where we're playing tonight. And I was like,
this is before you even knew about it.
Wait.
Before I even knew about it. I said, well, what? Okay.
All
what?
The time?
And she said, no, no, no. You don't understand. It's like this really cool mansion, and they have like beautiful gardens. It's like Disneyland for grownups, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay. So are they going to be in the building? Like, is there going to be other people there? Like, I was freaking out. And she goes, no, it just, no. Stop
right,
it.
Like a sex club. Oh my God! Ah. Yeah,
I think she was regretting telling you it was a sex club.
No, but she needed to disclose to me because you know if I found out shit,
right?
That happened. I would be a big ball of fury. Anyway, so she really kind of explained to me what it was, and the hilarious thing was that I got her the gig.
Yeah.
Because we have mutual connections through the entertainment industry. So it was this weird kind of cycle. And then of course I got curious about it. So I started like talking to her about it, and she was telling me some of her experiences being very super vanilla, long-term monogamous relationship and being there as a performer, not participating or interested in it at all. And the best part of that is like she is totally accepting of our foyer into the lifestyle and gets it and is like understanding of the processes that we go through. And it's a really cool connection and one of those vanilla people that is an ally, which cool. is great. Yeah. Anyway, so you went to club with her before?
Yes. And her daughter and I, we just ran around the gardens for like an hour and a half and we're like, we could have so much stuff here. It'd be great.
Yep.
Yep.
So what'd you think?
I thought it was just a beautiful building. I had no idea the sort of things that happen in the dark.
And how about now?
Now it's just like,
and now do you have an idea of things
now
that
I've been
in the dark?
Now I've been there so often. It's just like, oh. Going there again. Okay, that's cool.
Okay, but being at club, because you can have this beautiful building, you can have this neat experience in this great place, but you add in the people.
Yeah.
What was that like? Did anybody hit on you?
No. No. It was kind of sad.
Oh.
Well,
I'm sorry.
When I was talking to you there and I was getting your impression about that a mutual hilarious. Friend jumped up thinking I think he thought I was hit.
Oh. Is that what that was about?
That was about.
Yeah, that's exactly
oh my.
What that was about.
Yeah, your uncle came to your rescue.
Yep.
Uncle Dar. Yep.
Uncle Dad. yeah, he's part of our polycool. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he's more in that gray area of like,
it's like Captain Jack, stay away from that one.
Right. Yeah. Hey. Like, it was really cute. Yeah. Yeah. And then, our bartender freaked out a little bit cause he's known you since you were a kid. And
yes. He saw me in the food line and was like, wait, she's not supposed to be here. Hang on. Hold up. I should go ask Miss Jenga before I say anything to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you talk to new people? Because you do know a lot of club members.
I do. I didn't really talk to anyone because I was kind of just like,
taking it all in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I found it very similar to high school dances.
Really?
Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I love it.
Tell
me more.
Oh, man.
Where it's like, everyone kind of has their groups, and like if you know someone, you're gonna go and like hang out with them and dance with them and
okay.
you know
okay.
yes.
talk and stuff. And like basically all the people I knew were either working or upstairs,
oh.
so I was kind of just like, okay,
Yeah.
Because
it can get a little clicky sometimes.
Yeah.
People get comfortable in their groups.
Yeah.
And that's my job, is to kind of break those up and introduce new people that I think would fit well.
Yes.
I don't get to that at big parties necessarily, but the Wednesdays were definitely my jam. Mm-hmm. And the smaller parties, I could pretty much get anyone who came in the door connected with a group.
Yeah, well, my brother, he was your son, as you know.
Wait, we have a son? Oh, that's right.
he was like, oh, yeah, we'll hang out and I'll introduce you to some people. And then my uncle pulled him back for Dish Pit because the person who was supposed to be there didn't show up yet. Ooh. And he was a little freaking out, was like, hey, could you help me with the Dish Pit? And yeah. So, you know. So it was like basically the guy who was going to be helping me out,
right,
disappeared. I'm like, okay.
I hung out with you though.
Yes, we hung out, but we were also chilling by the front desk, so you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
I had manager on duty.
Yeah.
So
first time at the club can be a little overwhelming.
It can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But see, I was anchored, so you knew where I was.
That's true.
True.
Except when you disappeared.
I tried.
I disappeared for 20 minutes. That's I did.
I was like, oh, okay. All right.
You can't come with me.
I know.
It's like hanging the sock on the door to the satellite.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just the unsee this rule.
Yeah, that's we talked about that before. Yeah. The one rule that we don't really have a system. It's just remember there are some things you can't unsee.
Yep.
Or unhear.
Yeah.
Right.
But since you turned 18, I've also noticed we have three kids that live in the house that are under 22, between 18 and 22 now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have totally ramped up the sexual innuendos and just
smacking just through the roof,
smacking stuff down and around. And so you have one blood relation and one polycule relation.
Yep.
So how does that work for you guys?
So
we have two families, two blended families that live here, and it's me and Freckles and our two bio kids. And then we have our other two lovely couple, and they have stepchildren and bio kids and the whole nine yards that are in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was,
ages 2 to 18.
18.
Yeah. Yep. 18. We've all been living together. My brother and I have been living together since, you know, for 18 years.
Yep.
So the relationship,
you guys shared a womb for a while.
That's true. We did. It was at different times, but it was
the same womb.
They rented the same womb for a while, but
it was luckily not at the same time.
Violently.
We were violently evicted. It was very troublesome.
It's pretty rough, really.
Yeah. So, like, the dynamic between my brother and I has it's shifted a little bit,
right,
but it's like we're chill.
Well, now you're in on the secret.
It's
I mean,
the secret changes lives.
Oh my God, yes.
Isn't that copyright?
Sure.
Whatever.
but yeah, so now it's not so much that it was a secret, but now you're actually like
legal.
You can be in on it.
Yeah.
And
we can, you know, you can see the people that.
What I want to know.
Yes.
Is did you get a chance to go upstairs?
I did.
She was not the ride that we got for her, because I had to stay over. Was not willing to take her home until she went upstairs and at least looked.
That's true. So there was a very lovely couple who live in my brother's girlfriend's house.
Again, another polycule.
Yes. Yeah. With my brother's girlfriend. And they were like, you have to go upstairs. I'm like, I don't have to if I don't want to.
Yep.
But I should, because of my obligations to... The experiencing the club fully.
You would have so many disappointed people that know you.
Yeah. Well, and you know, experiencing the club fully. That's what we told her. And whatever that means to her.
Yeah.
But go upstairs.
So I went upstairs, and then I went like upstairs, like up the stairs.
Out of the second floor, yeah.
Yes. And then the...
Oh, because you had pajamas, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. I was kicking it in my Marvel pajamas.
Yeah.
It was great.
I wore my Wonder Woman suit. Yeah.
It was... We had a... bitter rivalry for about 10 seconds, and then we're just over it. So I did go upstairs, and then I went to the upstairs, and then...
What'd you see?
Well, I saw some stuff. And then the lady of the couple was like, all right, now you have to walk around. And I was like,
oh
yes.
I was at that point, I was just like, no, I have to leave. I'm leaving.
You didn't do the circle?
No, I didn't do
you
the circle.
You didn't do the circle?
I didn't do the round.
You didn't get to see the glow room?
No. I saw the glow room when I went up there with Mr. Big.
Oh, okay.
For my tour.
Oh, so
for
you
my
got
orientation.
A tour.
A tour. I knew what it all looked like.
Okay, got it.
So when it was occupied, I was like, I already know what it looks like. I can imagine what's going on.
It's a different
thing. I can hear it for
there's imagination. There's imagination.
Really? Did you hear some stuff?
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and
what
at that time, though, it wasn't nearly as wild as it had been about an hour before.
Yes.
It was crazy.
Oh, too. That was...
At about 11:30?
Yeah, I was up there at 11:30. It was...
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nice. So at
not
that point...
Not a bed space to be had.
Good. Yeah. I like to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So what... Did you see anything, hear anything? Did it freak you out? What was your...
A little bit. I was like, oh, okay, these people can actually see me, and I can see them.
So it's not like porn on your computer?
Right, exactly.
It looks back.
Whoa.
It's just weird because of the, like, the way the way we were raised in society is that sex is a private thing. And
right.
If you see that, and they can also see you, it's like, whoa there, friend.
Right.
No.
Except yeah. It's...
But not there.
Yes.
Except yes, but also...
Yeah, go ahead and look. It's all good. Yeah. Whatever you want.
Yeah. So that was kind of freaky where I was like, oh, well, I'm allowed to, but also... What?
Don't want to?
I don't know. I don't know what's going... Okay.
So, and see, I say that you should always embrace it and be a trisexual. Try anything.
Well, you're light years ahead of where I was when I was 18. That's for damn sure.
Oh,
me
hell.
Too.
I had that experience when I was 37. The same one she's talking about. It's like, right? Avert your eyes. Avert your eyes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a play partner that, like, thought it was hilarious that I was doing that, so... He opened up the curtains on one of the bunks one night,
dear.
And he's like, it's porn television, and was like verbal diarrhea of what was happening and like narrating and like a sportscaster or something. And he was like, no, you can't close your eyes. No. Like,
Did he do his best Howard Cosell voice?
It was hilarious. And then like he would tell people, like he'd clap and say, you guys are doing a great job, you know. And
like, keep at it. Hustle, hustle.
Yeah, yeah. Good hustle, guys.
I love it when people do that when I'm
cheerleading.
Having sex.
Yeah,
I'm
and so then good. And so they'd look over and like get more randy, and I'm like, oh shit,
they saw me. No,
yeah, so totally desensitized me to it.
So that's like the opposite of your performance anxiety. Then
it was both. It went both ways, both man. Directions. It was like, fuck.
Oh my god, I've got voyeur anxiety.
I did. I was because I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. Anyway,
yeah,
they're into it.
They're all about that life.
I don't know. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're not. Just like me and freaking out on the inside.
I didn't have that problem first time I was at the club.
I'm so glad.
The girl I met the first night at the club puts me right at the top of the stairs.
Shit.
Right where everybody's coming up the stairs, and we're going at it right there.
On the
very top.
On the monitor pit?
The clip pit.
Oh, the clip
little,
pit. Oh,
that
yeah,
right,
yeah.
That little side bench.
Oh, shit.
Right there. Yeah. People are, their face is like literally
Hi
2
there.
Feet from my ass.
Hi there.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah. And okay. And it was pretty hot. I liked it.
Nice.
Sold. Mm-hmm.
So how about you? You going back?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
For the final party? You'll
yeah.
Be there. Be square?
Yeah.
What are your goals for next time?
For next time?
Yeah.
I'm going to go thrift shopping and get as many Panic at the Disco t-shirts as I can find and then make a dress out of it.
Because it's come as you are.
The theme is come as you are. So I was like, all right, you asked for it.
Anxiety at the sex club.
It's true Panic at the Disco. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, so pretty much that's my only goal right now, because it's not like I can bring any of my friends.
True.
Because a lot of them are underage.
Right.
And so, the ones I would bring are also very vanilla, so I'm like,
they may not be. Broaden their horizons.
Right? Although they might not be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could always take your polycule sister.
That's true.
She's been and orientated.
That's true.
Make her go.
I could always take her.
wingman each other.
Yep.
Wingman. Do you have a goal to meet new people or to make out with somebody or anything like that?
Probably meet new people. Yeah. I'm not quite sure about the making out, but, you know.
It can happen.
It can happen.
All right.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of girls that are bi. I know you're bi. Or
pansexual.
Yeah. Sorry. And tell me what that means. Oh,
it's pansexual. Well,
pansexual.
I've heard that before.
Yes. It means she likes to have sex with guys that dress up as Peter Pan.
No, it means I'm
that's
sexually
a very specific
I'm,
kink.
I'm sexually attracted to kitchen implements, actually. No,
perfect.
Yes. Ooh, fry baby fry.
Sizzle sizzle.
Yes. And I helped.
Shake and bake. Pansexuality is when you're you can be attracted to someone despite gender, race.
So you mean my panties got wet last night when I was at the burlesque show over the drag king?
Yes.
So I'm pansexual?
No. I mean, you're not I mean, it doesn't mean that you are, but, you know.
It doesn't mean that you're not.
It doesn't mean that you're not.
Okay.
It just depends on your preference.
But I also like guys that dress up as Peter Pan.
So
male, female, or cross dressers of any types and sorts.
Or transgender people, intersex, like, doesn't matter.
What's intersex? Explain.
Intersex is someone who doesn't really identify, like, moves between the sex, also known as
gender fluid. Okay.
How is that different from bisexual?
Bisexual is two genders. So, like, you... For example,
and they could be any two genders,
pretty much. Yeah. Okay. My friend, another one of my friends, is into trans boys and girls, but because they're technically two different genders, then that makes him bisexual.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I like girls. Yes. And girls that dress up like guys.
Yeah. Do they identify as
that
guys?
That would just be bisexual.
Well, if the girls who dress up as guys identify as guys, then you would be bisexual. But okay. If they don't, then you're just
highly
heterosexual.
Technical.
Oh. It's very technical.
So if the drag king identifies as a lesbian, but female.
What?
Drag king.
Yeah, drag king dresses up as a dude, but right. Identifies as a woman.
Maybe.
Maybe. If you didn't ask, then
I didn't.
You can assume. I mean, you shouldn't be making assumptions, but
I do.
Here we are. you assumed I wanted to be on this podcast. no,
and
it's,
here we are.
And we might regret it.
so that would... I guess that would be bisexual if they don't identify as a male.
Okay.
Because a lot of drag queens and drag kings identify as their birth gender.
Okay.
And there's
their birth sex.
Yes, their birth, their designated gender
their
at
junk.
Birth. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You seem to know a lot about this.
I do. I've been doing research.
How did you come about all this useful knowledge?
It's
she's a sex activist.
I am.
Sex activist.
But not in like the 18? weird way that like people on the internet are.
She's been one since,
wait,
how old were you? Like 10? When we did vagina monologues?
Oh, God. I was like 8.
8.
When we started that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I put her in a show that I was directing, the vagina monologues. And because there's a part for a 6-year-old girl.
Yes. So I was already being cast out of my age range.
Story of your life.
But I had seen some productions or heard about productions where it was played by an adult female, and I was like, that's not authentic. So I was like, all right, well, I don't want to go through a whole bunch of craziness with parents that may not understand, want their kids just to be on stage, blah blah blah. So I'm like, oh, I've got a kid at home, let me just do this.
Hello.
So I actually talked to a therapist before I put her in the show and had them read the script, and they were like, yeah, this is fine. Just make sure that, you know, she's getting her questions answered. I would put headphones on her during these monologues just because it could be traumatic,
which,
blah, blah, blah.
Which you were very good about.
Yep.
So I was like, I want to listen to him. And you're like, no,
nope.
You don't.
So some of the ones that are more hardcore about sexual assault and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And she came on stage and did this 6-year-old girl bit and brought down the house every night.
Yep. They were all like, oh, because I skipped off stage. It was great.
Yeah. And then we had her do the bits about genital mutilation later in the show. And
That was a couple years later. That was when I was about 11 or 12 we started doing that.
Because it's about girls in that age.
Yeah.
So when I directed the vagina monologues, it wasn't just a come and put on a show in the backyard and put up a sheet for a curtain, blah, blah, blah. I had the women that were involved read books, and then we really, each monologue they really connected with in some form that they had in their lives. So it wound up being almost like sexual healing through art therapy.
Yep.
And we wound up doing 10, 15 productions, different casts.
Yeah. About 10 or 15.
Yeah. And then, we did that over the course of 7 years and raised the money for the Sexual Assault Resource Center. So, it was really neat. Traveled all around the Puget Sound.
Yes.
Spreading vagina love.
Yep.
Yeah.
We did the other version of the show where it's memory, a monologue, a rant, and a prayer.
Yep.
That one was hardcore depressing.
Yeah.
Like there was some heavy shit in that one.
Yeah.
Like a monologue between three girls at different ages that where we did it at, for three different ages where it was about like abuse and like trying to come to terms with it, I guess. And, like they were talking about like Noah's Ark in this, like during the monologue, they were talking about Noah's Ark in school. And it was like, I don't remember quite what resolution was made from that, but it was really depressing. It made me sad.
Sorry.
Every night.
Yeah.
How dare you? That was
miles wide.
That's true. That was fun.
Anyway, that's her superhero origin story. On her sex activism. And now you're a huge ally and spokesperson for transgender.
Yes. I'm trying to be. I'm getting there. I'm working my way up the totem pole. So I'm getting my credentials.
Yeah.
And then when I become like, you know, my ultimate career goal is a fashion designer. So when I finally become, you know, famous enough doing that, eventually, then I will use my fame, of course, for advocacy for the LGBTQIA plus.
Just say people. The alphabet.
It's the alphabet.
And
also,
as supportive as I am, it's getting ridiculous.
A
and
does
swingers,
not
swingers are not represented. So fuck
that's
them.
True. But A.
Wow.
A just for your edification.
Good point.
A does not stand for ally. Please stop telling people that.
It stands for asexual.
It stands for asexual, and they're done being erased. Honestly. Like, we exist. We're real.
And they are people that enjoy human contact but aren't sexual.
Right.
Sexually
true.
Driven.
Yes,
at all.
There are asexual. Like, that can be divided into two subsets. There's asexual and aromantic.
Okay.
So, asexual, and then you can also be both.
Okay.
So, you know. So asexual is someone who doesn't have a desire for sex, like they don't have a sex drive, pretty much. And it is
like that guy on Big Bang Theory. What's his name?
Sheldon.
Sheldon.
Yes, he's all. He could technically be classified as asexual and aromantic. Like he understands the point of romance. Like he gets it in an analytical sense, but he just doesn't have romantic feelings or sexual feelings. Like he gets it. Because, you know, he's a theoretical physicist.
Yeah.
So he gets it, but he doesn't understand it or engage in it.
Yeah.
So asexual is someone who doesn't have a sexual desire. Aromantic is someone who just doesn't have romantic feelings. So you could be aromantic, but, like, bisexual. Or, like...
Is aromantic an affliction?
Aromantic is not an affliction. No. Sadly.
Wow.
No.
I'm asking for a friend.
Whoa.
Yeah. And like it also stems from like the erasure of asexuality and aromanticism is kind of stems from like the who hurt you phenomenon.
Okay, yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you must not like sex because you were like sexually assaulted as a kid. It's like, no, I just don't like it. It
doesn't do anything for
like,
me.
Shrug. Yeah. Okay. It's like with lesbians, it's like, oh, what man hurt you to make you like girls? It's like, No, no one.
Oh, except when you're filming porn, and then I'm all about
that
it.
Right. All
well,
about
yeah.
It. All about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, 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 yeah.
Because women only matter when they're undressed.
And yeah, ooh. Right. And the other the other thing that bugs me too is that people that assume when guys are gay or bisexual is because they were abused as kids.
Right.
It's like, yeah. Fuck. Like, what the fuck? What?
Now, it's not saying that that hasn't happened.
Right. But it's not people. The explicit but reason there is, that
there
they
is
have a
definitely,
different sexuality.
There is definitely a nurture component in some cases, but
yeah.
Mostly nature.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of nature.
A lot
it's like
of nature.
You can't just make your kid be gay.
I know. I've tried.
We tried really hard.
God damn it. Your brother is straight as a pin. Pisses me off almost every
day. Hey, pins are bendy.
There's hope. There's hope I could have a gay son.
Don't try to bend too hard. It might break.
That's true.
Might be locked in now.
Like, I'm not possibly. Touching that.
Yeah. I think he's like a metal pin by now, huh?
I don't know.
No bend in that one.
I don't know. There's hope. There's hope. A mother can always hope.
A mother can
You're
dream.
Such a disappointment. You're so straight.
Good Lord.
Wow. That's the opposite of what a lot of mothers would say.
Right. Anyway, I did get to say that at a wedding where there were a bunch of queerlings around. I started railing like I was a Republican, but it was about my son being straight. And they just, it was funny because they totally tensed up at first and they were like, what the fuck are you doing
it's
here?
Like, do they honestly think you would actually be there?
Who let the
sis
in here?
Yeah, right. Who let the sis in?
Yeah.
God.
No, I performed a polyqueer wedding last fall because I'm also an officiant. And, so we were at the reception and I started doing that and they just all like tensed up. Like, how the fuck could they have her perform the ceremony? And then you saw it gradually click. Like, the gears were going around.
It's like, oh, she's complaining that her son is straight. Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
You gotta have dreams.
I know.
So cisgendered.
Yes.
There's a whole bunch of terms that we
there's
just need
so
to
many.
We need to do the rundown. We
yeah.
We know there's so bisexual
the
and then there's this whole umbrella that goes down bisexuality.
Oh, yeah, that's just crazy.
We're not
town.
Even
gonna
touch
over there. No.
Okay. And then there's
that's like
pan,
six episodes.
Pansexual, which you just explained.
Yes. Pansexuality.
Then there's asexual, which you just explained using pop culture terms. I'm super proud.
Yep. Thank you.
And then there is cisgendered.
Yes.
Cisgendered?
So we go into the genders. So cisgendered is someone who
she needs to make a chart. Really.
It's really a chart worthy
to the
system.
Interwebs.
Yes.
Maybe you could make a video game and you have to figure out the clues to unlock the level.
Just bust out Vizio.
And then
it's cool.
You got a flow chart going on.
Yeah. So
I'm putting together a coloring book, by the way.
Oh yeah.
It's geared towards the kids, but it's really for the grown-ups to understand all this shit.
Honestly.
Because it's in the most loving way.
Yes, it's the kids who are really understanding. It's
yep.
like getting out there and you know working for this. So there's the whole realm of genders. We go into delve deep into the cave of the chasm of what is possible.
Can we just say ass crack?
Sure. No.
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 No. No. We cannot say
okay,
the ass chasm. Crack of gender.
Freckles put his foot down.
All right.
I like ass crack.
The foot. Has spoken.
You can do some fun stuff
spoken.
With that.
Well, yeah. Okay. All right. Let's reel it back.
Thank you for keeping
your
us on track, sweet cheeks.
Yeah, well, I try.
She's teaching.
So cisgendered is someone who
Stop
identifies
passing notes, Cap Jack.
Who identifies with the gender they were or with the sex that
with
they were
the
assigned
junk.
At birth.
So like I identify as female and I have a vagina.
Yes.
So I'm cisgender.
And
yes.
You were assigned female at birth.
That's true.
Correct. So it's
yes.
CIS. Cis.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the vast majority
there's,
of women
yes, the vast
it's not
are
crime investigators seen.
Right.
No. It's not the CSI.
CS. Wait, whatever.
We got it wrong.
So.
Anyway. So I'm just going to talk to Freckles now because he's the only one who's really listening.
I'm adding color commentary. What the fuck?
So, and then there is transgendered, which is the second most common gender. There's trans boys or men who were designated female at birth or DFAB, as it is called.
What that? Okay. I find that a little offensive. What does that stand for?
Designated female at birth.
Oh, I thought
DFAB.
It was defabulous.
No.
There's also AMAB.
You are no longer fabulous.
You are no longer fabulous. It's D-Fabulous.
Let me take your fabulous card.
So there are trans boys who were D-Fab, designated female at birth, and then trans girls or women who were D-Mab, which is designated male at birth.
Okay. D-Mab.
Which is a term that was brought to, I guess, technically coined by Laverne Cox, who is a trans woman.
Beautiful.
Designated male at birth.
Yes.
So is that Caitlyn?
Yes. Caitlyn Jenner, who just came out with her first photo shoot as a
stunning,
fully designated female.
Yeah. I saw that on the news, and they flashed this up, Vanity Fair, of woman on the cover.
Fooled?
I'm like, yeah.
How is it fooled?
No, fool me.
We'll let him talk.
Yeah, let me talk. Because I'm bound to stumble over my cock and get myself in trouble here.
Sure, no problem.
So I see this flash of Vanity Fair on the news, and this woman, like good-looking woman, okay, great. And
she has very impressive bone structure.
And
I'm proud.
It turns out that was Caitlyn.
Yes.
Not what I expected.
Formerly Bruce Jenner.
Formerly known as Bruce Jenner,
Who was an Olympic athlete.
Athlete, did running.
Decathlon.
Yep. Decathlon.
Yes. Decathlon.
Okay. Gold medalist.
Yep.
Hell and
And quite
rock
the Wheaties cover photographer.
Now
for years.
She's 60-ish?
She's about, 65.
Wow. What a journey.
Yeah.
What a fucking journey.
Yep. And it was interesting in the media for a while when Caitlyn first admitted to being transgender, like to a media source.
Right.
They were using incorrect pronouns, but
nobody knew what to do.
No one knew what to do.
This is the biggest education that America has had in transgender.
Yeah. So it's like the media was being like, oh, we're so supportive, but we're not going to use the correct pronouns because Caitlyn had not yet
announced the name. But that means that they were actually doing what they should have done, the appropriate thing, based on the information that they had, since Caitlyn wasn't identifying as female publicly and had not announced a name or a gender.
Yes.
Then the media was simply reporting. Now,
that's a really good point, Freckles.
Yes.
That's a really good
point.
That
is a good point.
Now, all that aside.
Now, tell that to the kids on Tumblr.
All that aside, there's a huge,
a
huge push.
He's a cis male, so he doesn't.
That's right. I would simply be white privilege-y mansplaining, and I don't want to do that because nope.
Get your daddy pants on.
I'm not doing that in this context. Thank you.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of the room.
All right.
So, Caitlyn Jenner sharing her journey with the public is actually a huge deal because there are lots of people who don't do that.
True.
Like they're like, it's a very private thing for them. And Caitlyn being so willing.
It's dangerous.
It is. It is very dangerous.
It is currently
dangerous.
That's true.
He's probably getting all sorts of death threats.
Hate mail and all kinds
And I guarantee you that there is no chance that Caitlyn Jenner or anyone dealing with Caitlyn Jenner is going to have to worry about the fact that there are 49 states in which it is perfectly legal to use the surprise defense if one were to kill a transgendered or homosexual person.
It's
bullshit.
It's
as in
it's perfectly legal.
You meet someone at a bar and you hook up with them and then you are surprised to find that this woman is not a
woman
post-op,
it's pre-op,
transgendered person. Is still
what is it? Wild Thing, the song.
I don't remember. I don't know the exact, but it is perfectly legal to then have in 49 states. It is still perfectly legal to be surprised and kill that person.
Well, fuck,
Lena was a man.
Let's be real. Vibrators are still illegal in 2 states.
It's true. Well, and really, we've reached the point.
But seriously, that's how sexually repressed we are in this country.
Yes, that's true.
It's reached
California
the point of
became
for the gay marriage thing that we have 37 states. So now it's not no longer a race to be first or second
or
whatever. It's now a race to be last. So we're just going to find out who the most sexually repressed state is.
Something down in the South, I'm sure.
My money's on Alabama or perhaps Mississippi.
So what else with transgender? Because I want to move on.
Oh, West Virginia. Yes. So transgender, there are fewer examples of like trans male celebrities than there are trans female celebrities.
What do you mean?
Which, so like, because it seems as though being like transitioning from male to female is a lot more common than mm-hmm. from female to male.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although all of my friends, I think, yeah, most of my friends who are trans are female to male okay. transitioning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
I would actually say that in if we actually sat down and like listed out all the people that we know that are trans and or identify male, that we would have a vast majority of female to male as well.
I would disagree. I have a disproportionate male to female in my life.
Oh, true.
Yeah. That you guys don't haven't met.
That's right. True.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I run in different circles though.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
She does.
So then from transgender, we move on to there's intersex, which could be you weren't designated at birth and you had to get a surgery to determine your gender.
So for example, a hermaphrodite.
Yes. People who were born with both genitalia could mm-hmm. be intersex.
Sure.
And
because
then
the human embryo is able to go either way.
Yes, that's true.
What if you're born with two penises?
We talked about that. Oh, wait, no.
But is there a term for that?
Patreon. There is. I don't remember what it was.
We did talk about it on the Patreon.
If you want to, we did talk about it on Patreon.
Yes, we did.
The term for that is someone born with two penises.
No, there's a technical term.
There is actually a technical term.
I butchered it. I know I did.
Yes, you
did. Circumcised the shit out of that.
That'd be interesting.
We must be
you
circumspect.
Have one that's circumcised and one that's non-circumcised.
Ooh.
One for whatever
double your pleasure
they want.
Hey.
Really?
I think the picture was both of them were circumcised, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you're
right.
Did
they charge the insurance company twice? Or was that like a two-for-one?
It's probably a two-for.
Buy one, get one?
It's probably a two-for because it's on the same person.
Right?
So,
I don't know. How does that work?
No. Knowing doctors and how they charge them twice.
Yeah.
Probably triple.
Plus extra.
Yeah.
Because
reasons.
And one for the aspirin that the doctor took.
So.
Yes. So intersex could be someone who was born hermaphroditic and then was assigned a gender.
Okay.
But then choose to have no gender or identify as both because that's the way they were born.
Right.
And then there's gender fluid, which is someone who identifies as either or all genders. They like don't have... They're not on the gender binary.
My brain's starting to hurt.
So, okay, let me ask you this. So, in Native American culture, there are several tribes that have numerous identifications for gender.
Yes.
What do you think is the hang up with our culture? Like, why is it...
We're assholes.
Two...
Sorry.
I mean,
that's pretty much it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because even, like, in 500 years ago, there were fops. And where did that go? What happened?
The Victorian era happened.
I keep blaming a lot of things on the fucking Victorians.
It's true.
We must, actually.
Yeah, honestly.
Because
I blame Puritans on the Victorians.
You know, there's so little human contact because of the whole homophobia thing and whatever. And 200 years ago, 500, well, let's just take it back. 500 years ago, we were living more tribally in the rural areas. And you know, guys had way more sexual freedoms than they do now.
True.
What I mean by sexual freedoms is like, if those two sat on each other's lap in a restaurant, they'd get kicked out.
Yeah.
If Freckles and Captain Jack.
For the home audience, she is indicated to Captain Jack and Freckles.
You know, hanging out and going, oh, you're being funny and I'm going to sit here and put my arms around you and give you a hug because I love you.
Right.
They'd be kicked out.
Could be.
Could be.
Yeah. Seriously.
Sure.
Yeah. Depending on where you are.
Right. And worse could happen.
Yes.
Could happen.
That's very true.
And I grew up, like, you know, when I was coming up, it was all about the gay agenda. And
which
I was a huge fag hag, which meant something back then. It didn't have a derogatory term. It meant I had really fucking good hair.
It's true.
That I supported the gays.
Yes.
And I was at the hospital more times than I choose to count.
Yep.
With guys that had gotten mm-hmm. the shit kicked out of them, and there were people that committed suicide. Yeah. And it was horrible.
Yep.
It was horrible. And we're seeing that has evolved and now is happening in the transgender community.
Yes. President Obama has called for the end of conversion therapy in the United States, which is a big deal because conversion therapy has been going on since
forever.
Like, pretty much.
The invention of psychology.
Conversion therapy.
It's where they use...
God, it's the God camps where you pray the gay away.
Awful.
Pray the gay away.
What? All it does is make you like porn.
It's true.
And electric play.
pretty much. Doesn't do shit for your sexuality. It's just like, oh, all right. So...
It's fucked up.
The thing is about...
The things that people are subjected to for their sexuality.
Kids from age 11 on, because they'll take them as young as 11, am I correct?
Yes.
Even younger sometimes, depending on...
Shock therapy. They'll show them gay porn, whatever flavor they are, and electrocute them.
Which really makes you fucking wonder about the people who run the gut. I mean, it's like that. It's that whole doth protest too much thing.
Yeah.
You know, you have somebody who rails against homosexuality and... advocates for legislation against it,
and yet they're willing to sit in a room with a child electrocuting them while watching gay porn.
There will be some, well,
how
I mean,
is
that's
not child abuse?
It is child abuse, but it's couched very carefully in religion, and therefore,
untouchable,
and still fucked up.
Yep.
And it should stop.
Anyway, it's still going
and
on
I will be placing a trigger warning.
Obama, Obama.
Our black messiah.
Yes, the black messiah.
What the? Jesus, fuck, really?
What? Okay,
now I have to put a trigger warning on for that.
What?
That's two trigger warnings.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Oops. So that's one of the things. So going back to the...
Everyone in Texas is now groaning. All of our listeners in Texas. Son of a bitch.
I was a big fan early on of him, but mediocre now.
All right. Anyway, not political corner.
Nope.
So, political corner is later on the show.
So,
just edit it out.
Going back
to gold.
The Victorian
era to talk.
And how it changed gender roles and like
because the Puritans they were Puritans.
Oh my! Let's go. Yeah. No. Let's go all the way back to the Puritans.
They
like
were randy buggers.
They were
who largely owe their reputation on the Victorians.
Yep.
Yes. That's true.
Yes.
Okay, done.
anyway.
So that's that. So the Victorians, like, there was literally a book about being a homemaker that was 900 pages long.
Wow.
900 pages.
And to be memorized.
Like Game of Thrones.
On your wedding night.
Like, big ass kind of book.
Yeah.
And it was about being a housewife.
Of course.
And it had all this stuff in it about how... you know, women were supposed to run the house and men were allowed to go out and work and drink and do whatever they wanted.
Right. Order oysters.
Some of the gender role stuff goes back to, like, even the Vikings. Like, they told women to do the household financing because they thought they thought math was witchcraft. And only women can handle witchcraft.
Damn it.
So
I would have been better in math if they told me that in the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah. The Vikings thought that math was witchcraft.
Yes.
So they had the women handle the math and finances.
You have added your urn of mead to my urn of mead.
Witchcraft.
How much mead do we have? We have more mead. There's two of them. Witchcraft! Son of a...
I can see where equations look like
Sven, glyphs. Sven, what did I tell you about that? What did I tell you, Sven? No adding. No adding will burn you.
Yes, so the... Yeah.
Ay.
But the Vikings didn't... Like, if you were a woman and you wanted to fight, sure, we'll give you a sword. That's fine. You do you.
You do math.
Awesome.
But you have to do the math of the army because it's witchcraft.
I was told there'd be no math.
Well, you're
Viking,
a witch,
the
so.
Viking quartermaster corps was just a right bloody mess.
Yep. It's like, well,
I don't know how many blankets
woman,
I have.
So you must automatically know witchcraft, obviously.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's all women then, yes?
All women.
Perfect.
Know witchcraft. Especially if they know math, which also kind of makes me mad that
that's three.
But like, women aren't more accepted as like engineers and mathematicians. Like they have to prove.
Well, not now.
Yeah, right. Like that's what I'm saying. It's like they have
to prove.
They have to prove some kind of worth. Like
you can't.
Like inventing Wi-Fi? Or writing computer programs that actually managed to land the lunar lander on the moon?
Yeah, seriously. It's like a woman has to do five successful projects to everyone.
Breaking Enigma?
A man has to do in order to prove her credibility.
Okay,
like,
we're going
seriously.
Back to the sex.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
That's
sexy.
True.
It is, yeah.
I love
gender politics
woman.
Is very sexy,
I think it's
hot. Mother.
A female electrical engineer. Sparks.
Great. Yeah. They know what's up.
Yeah.
Are they all nicknamed Sparks, Captain Jack? Or is that just something Sparkies. You said? Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well, that's because they left the nicknames up to engineers.
Huh? Yeah. Yep.
So what? So okay. What's
where
so
we leave
inter,
off?
Intersex
and gender fluid.
Did you explain gender fluid?
Gender fluidity kind of. Is basically when you don't pick a gender. You can be like a girl, girly one day,
Open
and
yours.
Then like boy one day.
So
and
this leads me to something else.
Okay.
I consider myself to be an ally.
Yes.
Do you consider me to be an ally?
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Are there people in this world who do not consider you to be an ally?
Yes.
Why? What?
Whoa. Because Sorry. Here's the deal.
Okay.
If someone is genetically female.
Right.
And they wear eye makeup, glitter.
Yes.
Dresses.
Yeah.
You're not an ally.
You know what, Captain Jack?
Hang on. Let her finish.
And I don't ask their gender pronoun.
Right.
Apparently I'm an asshole.
Oh, well. Here.
I feel so justified
by
that
sigh.
You got a sigh. Replay that.
I can't.
There's no instant replay.
Explain.
We live in the
21st. Okay. Because I've gotten yelled at. I have gotten yelled at, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. Like I
hang on. No, let her.
Internet. I donate money. I go to bat.
But
like,
hey, they don't know that any more from not asking you than you know about not asking for their
That's
pronouns.
True.
True.
I should get shitty with them.
Right. Exactly, because everybody needs to just be shitty with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's That's just all be let's shitty to each other. That'll make a better world.
Thank you, sweet cheeks. That's right.
Seriously, please explain that to me.
Okay,
first
of
all, I'm hurt.
Yes.
Second of all,
I feel
I'm
that.
Offended.
I understand.
And third of all, fuck off.
Right.
Hey.
So here
Somebody
is the
take
deal.
That soapbox away.
All right. Taking the soapbox.
All right.
Here. So here's the deal with that is that you don't know their life story and they don't know yours. So their journey to accepting of their own pronouns and getting other people to accept them might have been arduous and tough. So having someone who doesn't know them assume something about them like that could be a huge deal for that. Cause it's like, I've worked so hard to get to this point, and then there are people who don't even acknowledge that.
They're wearing a dress.
Right.
But
which wearing a
they
dress
have boobs.
Okay. Here's the deal with that. Here's the thing. Clothes have no gender. They're clothing. They're
okay.
literally clothing.
Okay, seriously?
So
if those two right there cannot wear dresses any fucking day of the week that they want to where they work, and I know where they work and it's pretty conservative,
I could.
Then that's not that is not an argument.
I could
whatsoever.
Yeah.
I could.
Do it tomorrow. I double dog dare you.
Can't exactly say I could.
Find something that'll fit.
I do. I have
yeah.
one left.
And
over
here's
from
and but here's why. Here's why. Because nobody will ask me about it.
Are you serious?
It's that
You're
conservative.
Wear it?
It's that no.
No, it's like,
that's just
yeah, no, I would.
He just knows that no one's gonna.
No,
ask
that's
him
the thing.
About
I
it.
Wear
that's
a kilt.
That's dress my,
like.
That's
I,
my
you
own.
Know what? I have a friend who likes to wear kilts, and there have been jobs that he's not gotten hired for.
That's my own personal experience, though.
Why are you
is that
dress,
that
is
that if there's something that I'm doing personally that somebody doesn't like, they will talk to a lot of people around me.
Yep.
But they won't actually come and talk to me about it.
But do you risk getting a mark on your file in HR or
possibly? But fuck them if they can't
but,
take it.
Okay, but still.
Really, I mean, no, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
it could
and
be actually,
okay.
but in my office in my building, we do have a trans woman. Who
do you have a trans policy?
I don't
Washington State isn't allowed to discriminate against someone based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Except
so
it
in the surprise sense.
Except in the surprise sense.
Yeah. So
it's,
yay,
so it's
Washington.
In the workplace.
Yeah, almost there.
We're getting there.
How about
We're
you?
Close.
Would you go tomorrow in a skirt?
Oh no, it would be tragically bad. Yes.
I'm not even allowed.
But you also work on a construction site
at school.
Yeah.
So that might be a safety issue.
There would
but
be
you
no
could wear a nice pair of culottes.
In fact, nobody wears a dress to work, even the girls.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
if you have a chance to have to go out to site, you can't be in a dress outside.
I get
you have to be safety issues. You got to have jeans on.
Okay. Yeah. So still, my question stands with you, my love.
So, I mean, honestly, if I know it's like, I was sure.
If they
that,
had a button, because I know that you saw some buttons that said, ask me my pronoun.
Right.
Or my pronoun is they.
Yeah.
I could totally respect that.
Yeah.
Right.
But why jump my shit? When I don't know,
I really don't.
You know,
honestly,
please spread the word.
Honestly, it might be familiarity.
Yeah.
Because the people that you're talking about,
so they're making an assumption.
Might be
that I already know, and I'm being disrespectful.
Might be.
Maybe.
But or that they feel comfortable enough to say something.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of.
Also,
I mean,
they also probably put up with like dressing feminine, like dressing in a feminine attire. They also probably put up with that from people they don't know.
Oh, sure.
And then they can't tell people off that they don't know because they're like, I don't know what they're about. So, you know.
But we're not, I don't think that we're at a point as a culture. And without the risk of sounding like, you know, it's your fault for dressing that way.
Right. Because that's rape culture. But
right. It is. And I don't want to say that, but it's like, how the fuck am I supposed to know? And why are you alienating a true ally?
Well, it harkens back to they don't know anything about you. Like, they might not know about what you do.
Well, then that's super interesting because they're making assumptions and alienating someone who's actually on their team.
Welcome to the internet.
Yeah.
And the world.
And the world.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah. So it's like they don't know
so
that
then,
you're on
so
our
then
side.
Possibly here may be a solution.
Okay.
In a situation where somebody, you know, jumps your shit or whatever it is because you made an assumption based on what they were wearing, which I can see that's logical. Okay.
What they were wearing, they're physically that sex.
Yes.
And they
and we're wearing
speak in a baby voice.
And we're wearing clothing that
and
is
are overly effeminate.
That and got upset because you assumed that there was a gender role there that they were not
correct.
Accepting. Okay, that's great. And more power to them. Great, they're speaking out whatever it is. So then perhaps the opportunity here is to say, oh, hey, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't realize. What is your preferred gender pronoun? And just, you know, just hand it back to them saying, you know, you might... You know, I will ask next time when it's somebody else because now I know with you, that's great. But we also need to ratchet back the rhetoric. We need to say, you know, hey, it would be cool if you said, you know, hey, I actually prefer
would it be
he
okay
or
if
they.
I said, stop being a bitch.
No, because that
no, that also assumes
as you know from
assumes,
our many arguments that doesn't work. That just makes them more mad.
Wow. Look at you.
Well played.
All grown up.
Well played.
That just makes them more mad. And that doesn't, you know,
I think we all can agree
the conversation.
That there's bad apples in every basket.
Yeah.
I don't think
on both sides.
But that's
on both sides.
Right.
Figure it
out. Sure.
Honestly,
there's some people.
The
look, there's
fucking vigil in hospitals.
Of course.
I've earned my cred, man.
I get it.
Nobody.
Right.
But not everybody is going to play well in the sandbox together.
Right. I mean,
well,
honestly.
Bullshit.
As having earned your cred, since you're not wearing a I am trans ally, you know, clothing.
I'll have a button made.
Have a button
do
made.
It.
Have a button made, but realize
that.
But
I have a button that says I make shit happen. Isn't that enough?
No, no, it's not. But if you have that button, keep that button in your heart. And realize that even somebody who reads that button is not going to know necessarily what it means. Or
right.
Perhaps so. Maybe that's what we have to think about and all hold hands and, you know, be the liberal sissies that we are out here on the left coast and blah, blah, whatever. But still, holy shit. We as this group of people here on this podcast have this sort of, we've put the fucking mantle on ourselves to step up and be the change we want to see.
Yeah, I thought I was.
Well, but if someone reacts poorly to something you say, step back, say, oh, I'm sorry.
My bad.
I said that, and you reacted. I understand.
I get it.
Let's talk about this, and let's have this dialogue and make sure.
It bowls me over.
It does.
It bowls me over.
Of course. And it should. It should, but
it bowls everyone over, honestly.
Okay, and it bowls, like, if
I'm
going to
guarantee, I'm going
to
guarantee
yeah.
that it has happened to Sweet Cheeks.
It has.
And she is,
at,
yeah.
At, like, conventions, yeah. It's like there is a person who looks like a woman who is dressed as a female character in cosplay.
Right.
And I'm like, I really like your cosplay. Like,
girl. You're,
yeah. Or, like, I'm talking to them and I refer to them as she. And they're like, excuse me. No. Why
Hang
could
on.
You assume something like that? I'm like, okay. How was I supposed to know?
Do you think it's, right. for but, some of them, it's just to get a rise out of you?
No. Because no. here's the deal.
Not
you can't make that
no.
assumption either.
Here's the deal. Like, I've been through a lot of, like, you know, I come from an abusive background, whatever, and I went through a lot of changes about identity and a whole bunch of other stuff, and I have to say that it is a visceral reaction.
Yeah.
And you can't control it, and it just happens.
But I bet there's yeah. some that do it so much that it becomes a part of their life. And
honestly,
they can't,
yeah, there are people.
They can't deal with the concept that that crusade could possibly be over.
Yeah.
And okay. they have to keep it up.
And I understand what you're saying, but I think that it's a disservice to the community at large to assume that that's happening.
Completely yeah. agree.
So, but I do believe that it does exist. Yes.
Yes. It does exist, and sometimes it's a problem where they just do it
for
attention.
Yeah.
Possibly. But again, yeah.
but
running
then there
into assumptions.
But then that takes away from the people who
we're
are.
We're saying it's a percentage.
Sure,
we're not
sure.
saying
yeah. no,
that
no.
it's.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah
but
totally.
The people who
I
do it to
do.
Get
yes.
a rise
I never
out
said
of
it was
people.
Vast majority.
No.
Yeah,
no.
No. The people who do it to get a rise out of people are then detracting from those.
Absolutely.
Who
yeah.
Absolutely.
Those
yeah.
are the bad apples I was
like,
talking about.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
being the change we want to see, then we step up in the face of that adversity. In the face of them going, I am not this gender that you've labeled me with.
Right.
And say, yep. thank you for letting me know. And can I offer with you that, you just as a counter, I apologize for not asking. I did make an assumption based on how you were dressed, what you're, you know, what whatever it is.
Sure.
I apologize for that. But at the same time, can we also agree that reacting that way doesn't actually serve
yeah.
the purpose of dialogue
help
yeah.
and let's have a dialogue and let's
yes.
actually talk about some
yeah.
shit some shit yeah. let's just put it out there and say
yeah.
hey
and if
this
they...
is how I want to be, which is not to suggest that any person who identifies in any way other than how they're dressed should mm-hmm. you know put on a hat with a sign on it or anything
right.
like that, or wear special glasses or anything like that. They
Ooh,
should be able to
glasses?
Dress however they want and however they feel comfortable and whatever else, and we basically just move to a culture where we ask
yep.
and talk to people mm-hmm. and just say, hey,
that's not the American
how
way.
How are you?
No, if they
fuck us then, because we're
the
all going to fucking die.
Who you're talking to refuses to advance the dialogue by just continuing to berate you. You can walk away.
Yeah, that's
yeah
fair.
You could just like, all right, I tried. Yep. Bye.
We can
you
use
don't.
The cap. We can use the Captain Jack patented.
Deuces.
We'll
yep.
just agree to disagree.
Right.
Exactly.
all right. So. Yes. Before we wrap it up.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. Oh my.
Is there going to be a wrap?
What?
That would be a new feature. Go ahead. Anyway,
no,
I'm sorry.
No, no.
Before we wrap it up.
Need Freckles yeah. laid on a beat?
Oh, dear.
No.
Hey, Dad. Hey.
So
hey,
serious
hey.
All of a sudden.
I can't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It was right there.
Ladies
Best
and gentlemen,
part of the podcast, Fox. Right there.
The Long Island iced tea served up by Freckles
right?
Ovace
is delicious.
A mind eraser.
Okay.
Yes.
So how is it being in this crazy mix?
It's just a party and a half. Honestly. Like, I mean, I wouldn't ask for it in any other way.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. Because there's been times that we've questioned our parenting style. And now there's articles coming out about the shit that we did with you guys when you were kids.
Yeah. And they're like, this is the right way. I've seen several articles where the stuff you guys did when we were kids is the wrong way. I'm like, no.
Really?
Like what?
So like we'll being open and honest about sex with your kids apparently is a bad idea.
What?
I'm like,
oh, wow. That's all over the board,
okay,
though.
So like.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no. No. Okay. People are weird.
Okay. Be open and honest about your set.
There's a line.
Be open and honest with your children about sex. Don't have sex in front of your children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Difference. Like, a huge difference in those two things.
Like, I think they're more like.
Answer their questions in a way that. Yeah.
It's like your sex life. Like, don't talk to your kids about your sex life.
Well, there's
life.
A difference
like,
between. Okay. There's something called emotional incest.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
And that is bringing people that don't have the emotional capacity into issues that they can't understand or comprehend.
Right.
And that it crosses all kinds of lines.
Yeah.
And it's as fucked up as sexual incest or any other kind of child abuse, because what it does is it puts the child in a position where they're not able to comprehend or process what's happening, but
right.
they're still being put in a position as an adult and ask for advice.
Yeah.
So that's not something you want to do with sex positive parenting. Don't overshare, for fuck's
Please.
Sake.
Please. Don't.
Just tell your kids.
Don't
there
do
are some
it.
Things you can't unhear, some things you can't unsee, some things you can't unexperience. Be gone. And
virginity is a social construct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Well, it's because, you know.
I thought it was a hymen construct.
No, the
no.
hymen doesn't have to tear in order for you to lose your virginity.
See, that's
it's
always
if
been
you're
my
if it tears,
it.
Usually it means you have a like ridiculously small hymen, or you're not sexually aroused enough. Same thing with
or you
super
rode a
tight
horse?
Pussy.
Wait.
Not necessarily a good thing.
With what? Super tight pussy.
Super tight pussy, because it means that your partner is probably not properly aroused and sexually lubricated.
All right.
So that means that sex may be good for you, but it might be painful for your partner. So make sure. Foreplay is important, ladies and gents.
The hymen
and
being
from the mouths of babes.
Through sex is not technically losing your virginity, then what is that known as? The losing of your hymen.
That is
what some dickhead in a
medical journal
desert culture 2,000 years ago decided was the ridiculous
the
nomenclature for virginity.
Okay, so
yep.
the
hymen test or the virginity test or all that bullshit.
Is penetrated, what does that refer to as?
That can also be male, too.
Yeah.
Or male, okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see it as that's losing your virginity, like if you...
Actually...
okay, go ahead. I mean, if like... Virginity is a social construct in the sense that women are told once you lose it, it's gone.
Construct,
like you can't reclaim it.
The construct is not the physical part. The construct is an artificial value placed on the purity of the property.
Yeah.
I get that.
That's what virginity really is all about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you look at it, that's what it is. If here is this person who is actually property because she's female.
Yep.
And I am going to now sell her to you because you will give me cows or land or gold or whatever the fuck.
We'll give her a party to keep her
shut up. And just so you know, she's never had relations with any of the farm people or any of the city people or any of the
animals.
Other things. She's pure, in quotes, and you have her unsullied. And
yep.
that means I get extra gold or an extra cow or an extra whatever.
Because virginity
and it's
is more valuable.
Horseshit, and it
quote
always has been.
Pure,
yeah, and it is a completely artificial construction.
And
all about property.
And it depends on what point in time we take it in history too, because
yeah.
vaginal purity is one thing, but there's also you know in the gay culture, bisexual culture, there's anal purity, there's also oral, and there's all kinds of sexual activity that can happen because penetration, in the eyes of law, can be any orifice.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew girls when I was younger that claimed that they were a virgin, but they still have anal sex.
Sure.
Yep.
And then by the construct of the patriarchal society in which we live, they were correct.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They were technically correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
knowledge bomb.
So what are you up to now?
Well, right this second, I'm working on a prom dress. It's my senior prom.
It's actually right here on the table.
It's literally right here on the
designer.
Yeah.
And you got a summer internship, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what you're talking about. Okay.
That thing.
So I applied for and got an internship in Seattle, where I will be working with a team to create an online charitable foundation that gives free clothes, custom clothes, and care packages to transgendered kids who are either underprivileged or undersupported. And this summer will be like a beta program where it's like I send it to people I know and like shelters and stuff, and then they send me feedback, and then I'll be able to build like good stuff based on what they tell me. So,
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's congratulations. Thanks. And it's a paid internship.
Yeah. Awesome. So making those holla dollar bills.
So and proud. Then, so proud.
There's also an organization that you were supporting today that is it's a pizza clatch. So they get together and they're actually applying for a State Farm grant to get $25,000. And we'll post the link to the Facebook group and whatever else. So just all you have to do is click. Just vote. Just vote them up.
You get 10 votes.
Huh?
You get 10 votes per day.
You get
10 votes per day.
Yeah. What? Totally stuff that box.
Did you not read the link?
Dude,
I read the link.
Okay.
Nice. I was like, what is this all about?
Children, here we go.
And then I retweeted it.
Stuff the ballot box.
Stuff it.
Stuff
it real good.
It's a support group for trans kids once a week. They feed them pizza. They make them feel loved and move them on their way and create community.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So that'll be a party.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you'll be back at the club on the 27th for Come As You Are.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yep.
And maybe you'll have another story. If you have a story, we'll put you on the air.
All right. Hopefully.
On the 28th when we record that episode.
Huzzah.
We've got naughty stories to tell, though. So I think we're going to save those for the Patreon quickie.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, that's right.
If you notice something was missing out of this episode, you might catch what it's all about.
Oh. There was no spanking.
Teaser.
What?
Oh, that's too much. That's
wow.
Too much.
Like
one of
way
those
to
kids
give it away.
At school who reminds the teacher we have homework.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Worse than that. Worse than that. She is herself near Christmas.
What? All right. I'm out.
True.
That's
Bye.
Another podcast.
Hey, 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 hey.
That's the Christmas special.
I held.
If you want to get in touch with us, we are the O-Face Podcast at gmail.com. Ask us questions. Send us hate mail. Send us love notes. We like them all. Follow us at the O-Face Podcast on Twitter. Follow Ms. Jenga at Miss Jenga.
I tweet about like once a week right now.
Captain Jack hasn't got on the Twitter
O-Face
thing yet, but
I
he is
know.
On the Facebook.
O-Face Jack on...
Jack O-Face.
Jack
is
O-Face.
Okay?
You'll still get it
yeah, okay.
on Facebook.
Cool.
Come
all
be
right.
my friend.
And then you already found this podcast on the website, theofacepodcast.com. Yeah, I think actually, you know, technically from our standard episode length, and especially what we've been doing lately, we definitely gave 110% tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So that's...
Oh, God.
Yes!
Another podcast in Genghis Khan.
That looked easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Rising the size of the moon, you're good cause you get so you do. Feel it so good, just the way that we do, when it's night in the afternoon. Yeah.
Love being serenaded.
That's pretty awesome. Well done.
Your eyes are the size of the moon.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Captain Jack.
I know that.
Mm.